Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 768. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. Today, we're continuing on in the book of Revelation. We're still in chapter 13. All right, I know the book of Revelation, and you're going to be able to understand. It's a very simple to understand book when you're in the Spirit. But if you're not walking in the Spirit, if you haven't studied, if you haven't walked in the Lord or with the Lord and in Him and Him in you, well, then it's very hard to understand. But it's very plain and simple once you know it. And it's understood in these last days because these are the days that the book of Revelation is happening. These things are not to be understood until the time comes that it's the end. And this is the end. And then we have some songs, and I've got some letters today. But right now, let's pray, Father God, that you will anoint me. Continue anointing me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that people can understand your word, and that they become alive and full of zeal rather than be lukewarm. Because if they continue being lukewarm, you're going to spew them out of your mouth. That's what you said in the book of Revelation. And Lord, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened, which is the body of Christ, which is the New Jerusalem, which is your bride, your spotless bride, clean without one sin on it. Perfect. Hallelujah. And we are perfect that walk in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that you save souls in the name of Jesus. Block Satan. Destroy him. Father God, destroy the works of Satan. And destroy him, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And open up doors for us in Jesus' mighty name. And we all give you the praise, the honor, the thanks, and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we're starting out here at chapter 13, verse 15. And we're talking about the beast, chapter 13, verse 15. And he, the dragon, had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So he has power to give life unto this new image of the beast, this one world government, one world psychology, one world filth. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not buy this garbage or worship the image of the beast, that we should be put to death. We should be killed. Actually, it's murdered. Okay? And verse 16, and he causes all, this beast causes all, this projection that he has into your brains, into your spirit, into your soul, and he, this beast, this Antichrist, that's given power, his power by Satan, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and in prison, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, except those that have bought the philosophy of Satan. Instead of God, instead of the truth of God. So I'll say it in the words of the Lord, and that no man might buy or sell with the exception of he that had the mark or the name of the beast, which is 666 Antichrist, or the number of his name. In other words, you're penalized to the point to where you can't buy. I already cannot buy. Nobody will give me a credit card. Even though my credit was better than anybody else's that I know, they wouldn't give me a credit card now because I've come out of the woodwork with the Word of God. And that no man might buy or sell, have a credit card or anything like that, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast. Because this mark on you will be your credit card. They'll put a chip in your forehead or your right hand. So that you can buy and sell. If you don't have that mark, you don't have the chip, you can't buy. You can't sell anything either because anybody that sells something will have to record what your mark is, what your number is. And if you don't have a number or a mark, You can't sell either, because people will not fool with you, because they know that they'll get killed if they sell to you. So that no man, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666. This all happened in 1966. Satan started really taking over. People were marked with the mark of the beast then. This is when the hippies were in Haight-Ashbury, and they were spray painting Hollywood Boulevard, and there was the Watts riots, and they were beginning to, the kids got into their head that it was all right to burn down the establishment, because they saw the establishment boozing it up and taking drugs and everything. So their fathers and mothers were telling them, now don't you take drugs, don't you take booze and everything. And so the children rebelled at that, because they were hypocrites. And so they started doing it. They wanted to just burn all these hypocrites to the ground. Chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion. That's what I named my boy, Sion, S-I-O-N. God gave me that name to name him. And with him, 140 and 4,000. So that's the 140 and 4,000 people that would be saved, that were Jews in the last days, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Now these four angels are holding back the wind, saying don't hurt the oil and the wine, and don't hurt any of the brothers and sisters that have God's name written in their foreheads. And so the Lamb of God is with them. The Lord Jesus Christ is with them, and they're preaching the gospel in a straight and narrow way whereby you can understand it. And the Lord says, now, don't hurt anybody. Don't pour out the wrath on the earth yet until this 140 and 4,000 Jews have their father's name written in their foreheads. They got to get stamped. And the multitudes also of Gentiles. Verse 2, and I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Boy, it's getting ready now. The marriage supper of the Lamb. You can hear these voices and great thunders, not just regular thunders, but great thunders. Big thunder. And I heard the voices of harpers harping with their harps. Verse 3, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts, those that are of the Lord and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 140 and 4,000 Jews which were redeemed from the earth. They were saved. Verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women. Now, a lot of people say, well, they're virgins. Well, it's so far as bowing down before other gods, they're virgins. But they have wives. They're not like the Antichrist cult of Rome. They do have wives, but they're not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the flesh that God came into the world in. And so, not being defiled with women, for they are virgins, having relationships with a woman, being married, is of the Lord. So, people that don't know the Word of God might say, well, it's really not all right to be married. And a lot of people are on that bad trip. But it is all right to be married, because they're virgins. That means that they haven't committed any sins. They're defiled with women, Jezebel, for instance, for they are virgins. They haven't bowed down to any other God but God Almighty and His Son, Christ Jesus. That makes them, in God's eyes, virgins. Okay? These are they which follow the Lamb. whithersoever he goes. If he goes to death, well, they go to death with him. If he goes to prison, they go with him. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, Jesus. Verse 5, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault. Without fault? Wait a minute now. Charles Stanley says there's no one that's perfect. Well, would it be perfect if you are without fault?
Yes.
Okay, well, Charles Stanley is a bald-faced liar then, isn't he?
Yes.
Either he is or Jesus is. Now, you choose which one you want to follow. Charles Stanley, who is of the beast, or the Lord? Who do you want to follow?
The Lord.
The Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Verse 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Well, he saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, the everlasting truth, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Well, why just us? Isn't there life on other planets? No, there is not. Now, this is another thing that Satan is trying to make you believe, and the Catholics say, why, it's all right to believe in these different aliens from other planets. No, it's not. There's nobody else on any other planet. Unto them that dwell on earth, this is what the gospel is to, and to every nation and every nationality, it says, to every nationality and kindred and speech, language, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, not the Antichrist. Fear God and give glory to him, not to Satan. For the hour of his judgment is come. It's on you already, folks. It's come. And worship him that made heaven and earth. Not the people that live on here. Not the devil. And to him that made heaven and earth. And he also made the sea and the fountains of water. Verse 8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city. This is Rome, Babylon. This is mystery Babylon. This is not Iraq any longer or Iran. This is mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is different. It's a mystery because you need to know the Word of God to know what that mystery is. And I'm just coming right out with it. It's Rome. Babylon, Rome is fallen, that great city, Rome, Italy, because she made all nations drink, in other words, through the projection of the screen, the television screen, and the media, all at large, drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. If you didn't do what she said, she'd put you to death. You wouldn't be able to buy or sell. So he says, Babylon, mystery Babylon, is fallen. Well, I wonder who made her fall. The Lord made her fall, amen, because she's so damnably wicked. That great city. Oh, man, you know, they say Rome was a build in a day, and when you're there, that's the understatement of the world, because it looks like it took a million years to develop that city. This great city. You come back to the United States and all you see is cities that's got lampposts and billboards. But this town, this great city's got statues by the hundreds of thousands, huge statues, 15, 20, and 30 feet high. And each one of them looks like it took somebody a lifetime to carve them. So this great city, because she made all nations of people drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, of her evil, rotten sins, and her doctrines, and her false doctrines. Verse 9, and the third angel followed them. This is the end now, folks, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, this is this Antichrist government, Babylon, and his image, the things that are being said on television and projected into your little pea-picking hearts, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture. Now, you know, when I was out in the world, I used to drink mixed drinks. I'd have a Tom Collins. They put Tom Collins mix in there and some other stuff, whatever. But this is like cold turkey without any soda pops, without any type of mixture, into the cup of God's indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11. And the smoke of their torment, all you people out there that don't repent, ascendeth up forever and ever. In other words, you're going to fry forever and ever, and you're not going to be able to die. And they have no rest. You know, it's so nice when you're working out in the hot sun to sit down and rest and have a cool drink. You will not have any rest day or night who worship this Antichrist bastard and his image, his new world image, where you're supposed to do everything that Satan says is good, and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Well, man, who wouldn't be patient? I don't want to fry forever and ever and for my smoke to come up forever. So I have to have patience. Patience is one of the greatest virtues. Here are they that keep the commandments, those that have patience of God, and the faith of Jesus. In other words, Jesus is the Word of God, so you have faith in the Word of God, not the stuff, the garbage that they're preaching to you over the TV, including all these false prophets, primarily. Verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Well, who are they whose works will follow them? And who is the ones that's going to continue their works? And this, the last shall be first. The people that are saved last shall be first, and the first will be last. And we're going into verse 14. It's time to read a letter or two, if we have time. The continuation of that last letter that you were reading. We'll start with, where is that again from?
From Toccoa, Georgia.
Okay, let's go.
Satan uses the very same Bible, pulpit, and church. He performs his miracles just as in Bible days before Moses. We do still live in Bible days, as God does not know time as we do.
God does know everything more than we do, as we do, and more than we do. So don't let anybody kid you on that one. You must have received that from the TV. Then what?
We forget that God has a small, still voice. Jesus himself...
Yeah, he's got a small, still voice, and he's got a big-time voice, too, that thunders and lightnings. Okay, then what else?
Jesus himself had a trial and was found guilty, and we need to remember that such still goes on. Those with an ear to hear need to wake up. The night is far spent. I wish you could send me tapes, or CDs would be fine either, of real good and hard preaching.
Well, that then nobody preaches harder than I do.
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
We have had enough of the lukewarm stuff, but that seems to have overtaken the nation. Adulterated preaching just has no power, and we see people wondering what has happened and is happening. Surely it's easy to see. The Bible is too easy, and we tend to think that it is null and void. What a wake-up call we stand to face.
Well, I don't believe that the word is easy to those of us that are really drenched in the Holy Spirit. It's very simple. I've made it simple for you, haven't I?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
What a wake-up call we stand to face when push comes to shove. This lukewarm stuff will be spewed out of God's mouth, and he also says that he would laugh at our calamity. That is surely something that should catch our attention. God is not Santa Claus, as we have been led to believe. Satan in the pulpit has caused a lot of damage. However, even the wayfaring man can find the way. So that puts the burden on us to diligently search and quit playing around with Satan, and especially in church.
Not only search, but we have to do what we know to do. We have to search and then do what we find. You have to continue on this one on the next message. All right, folks, it's time. Those of you that really believe what I've said is what the Bible says. This is what God says. And for those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit says, I have that ear and I've told you what the Spirit says. So if you want to hear it, then say, and if you've heard it and you believe it, then you don't want to be thrown into the lake of fire where your torment and the smoke of your torment will go up forever and ever, forever and ever. Then say this prayer, and you'll be eliminated from that condemnation. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul and sharing. Tell our listening audience how to receive a copy of this program number 768.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we, all of you in Radio Land, everyone in the world, you must let the Lord have his own way in you. Let him have his own way. If you have to go to prison, go. If you have to go to death, go. Because, you know, it's just like a little cigarette burn and then you're in paradise forever. And if you don't, if you recant, you're going to be in hell, the lake of fire forever and evermore. So this is myself singing for you. Sing it with me. Have thine own way, Lord. Search me and try me.
than snow. Wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow.
Christ.